Again, Esther spoke unto Hathach and gave him commandment unto Mordecai, saying, all the king's servants and all the people of the king's provinces do know that whoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court. See where the king is? Beyond the veil, into the inner court. Who is not called, yet one law of his to put to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. She began to evade the sacred responsibility. She didn't get desperate when the words of Mordecai, which had Mordecai desperate, which had Mordecai in sackcloth, which had Mordecai crying out, which Mordecai turned the commission, those gifts, to cause her to see it and bring it to light. You know what she was doing? She began to evade the responsibility. She began to make excuses. She began to realize that it cost my life. I can't go in the air. If you don't hold up the scepter, I'll die. She was trying to evade the responsibility. It was the Hathach words. It was Mordecai words. Hallelujah. It was to show her her responsibility. It was to show her the hour. It was to show her what her behavior should be in that hour. And she could not behave the way the world was requiring her to behave in that hour. May we take a challenge. May we see it. May we move under it. May we get anointed by the word and realize that we have come to this time for such a purpose. Amen. Here she was, trying to evade it. But what's Mordecai? And they told Mordecai Esther words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther. Get still now. He was going to blow with a foolishness. All of insecurity and fear. He was going to take and put her back in the channel of her experience of how God works in her strange life after the rejection of Vashti. And she would be able to accept the responsibility that the words of Mordecai was requiring of her in that hour. Let me say this. The words of Mordecai is requiring a responsibility of us in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
A responsibility we cannot be. God will confront us with his word and show us who we are so plainly. It will be impossible for us to doubt that we are the bride. Hallelujah! Glory! Amen! It will be impossible. We'll rub the make-believe heart that the church can be lifted in the power of God. Hallelujah! He's going to take the word and drive away the fears and the doubts. The prophet said, the greatest plague I have found among the Christian church is fear. But when the church comes to know who she is, what she stands for, and that she can do the greater work, Satan will be powerless. wait until those seven thunders, wait until the words of Mordecai is reiterated to Esther in that hour, driving away the fear and the doubt. Watch her like a spiritual astronaut, break the fear barrier and come into a world of perfect faith. Hallelujah! Where she can rely upon what the word says she is. Amen! This is the hour that we have come to, that the bride is knowing and she was known. Amen!
Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than for if thou art to get a hold of thy peace at this time, then shall here relief and deliverance arise from the Jews out of our land. But thou and thy father how shall be strong. And who knows whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Why are you in the kingdom this hour? Why are you come to this place when Haman is coming a diabolical plot? Why is it you and not anybody else? Why is it not the Baptist or the Methodist? Why is it you that God has dealt with? Why is it you that the words of Mordecai has been reiterated to you in this hour? Cross the sea and showing you the hour we have come to. Why? How dost thou know? When the words of Mordecai were being reiterated by God in that hour, when the mystery of Haman is on the move. Amen. Hallelujah. Then Esther told them to return Mordecai this answer. Amen. Go gather together all the Jews who are present in Shusha. Hallelujah! Glory! He knew she was going to hit that spot one day. He knew that seven thunders would cause them to recognize her position. Hallelujah! He knew she was going to have perfect faith. Hallelujah! He knew she was part of the word. He knew when she recognized who she is, nothing could stand before her. He knew it. Amen. And fast for me and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night nor day. I also my maiden will fast likewise. And so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. The same thing she tried to run from.
Hallelujah.
The 30 days. It never passed. She had to go back in again under the same condition. But it was to show her that by faith she have access into the grace of God. Hallelujah! She had found grace and favor in his sight when he showed his election. Hallelujah! And chose her to be the queen. And she had a revelation. You have to see me the same way he saw me in the beginning. She dressed herself in the royal apparel. Hallelujah!
Yes, sir.
Well, look at her. Tell it back. Perish.
That wasn't a statement of frustration. That was an exclamation of victory over self. Hallelujah! You are able in that hour to conquer her fears, her doubts. Amen. Her frustrations under the message. Push it back and to proceed into the presence of the King. She came into something real. Amen.
Mordecai went his way
and did according to all that Esther had commanded. Just a few more verses. And now it came to pass in the third day that Esther put on a royal apparel, dressed in the part of the one that she is.
Amen.
It's only she could put on that apparel. It was made to fit her. Bring on the whole vesture.
Hallelujah!
It's time for a ministry of full authority.
Amen!
At that junction, she perceived the change. She knew she had to bear responsibility. Her faith was anointed with the revelation of the predestined mystery. Why she was born, why she was called, why she was chosen, why she was placed in that hour. She was anointed with the revelation of who she was. Amen.
Glory!
It wasn't by chance. She had faith in the predestination of God.
Amen.
And stood in the inner court of the King's house. Opposite the King's house. And the King sat upon his royal throne in the royal house. King Theophilus. Amen. King of Kings. Amen. Opposite the entrance of the house. And so it was when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court. The king was seen in a rightful position. Dressed in the right vesture. He saw the feminine part of himself.
Chose my jacket.
Being revealed in another body. Amen. So life of his life. Faith of his faith. Virtue of his virtue. Works of his works. Power of his power. And bone of his bone. Flesh of his flesh. So I standing here. So himself in bright form. In that hour. And that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, what will thou do this? He gave her her right title.
Hallelujah! Glory!
And what is thy request? It shall be even unto thee to the half of the kingdom. The prophet said, they always hear when these times are. The widows will be hearing these times. When you speak, and the wood will flash like light. Ask what you will. We are in this hour.
Amen. Yes, the king.
Speaking unto her. In that hour. Amen.
Amen.
Look at the message that had to be preached to her. In that hour. It was to awaken for consciousness to recognize something that was happening, and she was unconscious of. The message was to bring her to a place of total commitment to the true purpose that she was raised for. The message was uncovering the diabolical plot of the enemy, showing her how he was moving in that hour to destroy her people. And it was time that she needed proper authority. Amen. She needed to go in the presence of the king. She just can't sit down and be contented. Have a little feast. Entertain a few friends. No. She had to get right in. Hallelujah. Where she can have. Ask what you will. Amen.
Yes, sir.
But the enemy is coming like a flood. She needed to have something to face the challenge of this hour. My brothers and sisters, that is what we need. That is where we are. Can we bear responsibility? Are we trying to evade it? Or are we willing to come in submission? Amen. That message showed her why she needed to go into the presence of the king. But under that message, she found herself wanting to resist the responsibility that was even to the extent of laying down her life. When something confronted her for her. Amen. That she had to lay down her life. It showed up in her own life. She wasn't willing to go to that extent. She began to make reasons and excuses and try to cover up her
fears.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, we got a message. It wasn't just a revelation of what the enemy was doing, but it was showing her her responsibility. And when she heard Hatach reiterated the words of Mordecai in that hour, she didn't deny there was a money proposition. She didn't deny there was a persecution going to come. She didn't deny Mordecai knew what he was talking about. She didn't deny that he had a right to be desperate when he saw all those things coming. She agreed with all that. But the message never produced in her the behavior like it did in Mordecai, because she had something she was trying to preserve in her own self. But she saw it with the cross of her life. Don't she saw the message was correct? Don't she saw it was timely? She wasn't ready to commit her life to what she saw was correct and what she saw was timely. Amen. She found it difficult to accept the responsibility that the words of Mordecai was required. How do you see yourself in this hour as the world is making a greater demand upon our lives in this hour and calling us to come to a total consecration, unresolved consecration. Lift up your head, Esther. Cast off your reasons. Lift up your desires. Put your inwards on the altar. Let your affections, let the king, let the wish of Mordecai be a command. Bring them feet in the path of the word. Let them all your glory. Are you willing to do it? Are you willing to do it? Are you willing, Queen Esther? Are you willing? The hour is here. We must do it. We cannot run from our responsibility. We cannot beat our time. A greater than Esther is here.
Lord of mercy.
Mordecai wasn't asking for favors. When he asked her for the life on the line, he was trying to get her to accept her responsibility. For by revelation, he understood she was called for such a time. He saw the mystery of her life in the word, in the vision. He preached what the bride will do. Hallelujah! He know what lay inside of her. So he knew she was a humanistic rebel, trying to make excuses, and he tried to see her because he knew if she could only see who she is, what she raised up for, the fate would strike her, step up. Amen! And let them tell, he said, tell her about her predestined life, that coming to the kingdom for such a time like this. It broke his ears. Hallelujah! The strength is key away. He shaked up that kind of conception that she was trying to hold on to. He would let it paralyze her fate because he knew she had a real gift of fate. I will cheek out, if I perish, I perish. It was really the expression of victory over self. She had conquered a British enemy, her own self. Now she was ready to receive power. But she couldn't receive no power. She couldn't receive a ministry of ask what you will, unless it came to the place of if I perish, I perish. Amen! But she was willing to die out and surrender to the revealed will of the word, revealed by Mordecai.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If I perish, I perish. She cast aside all ambitions, all personal goals, all selfish desires. She laid aside and was anointed with the revelation of the word. She was raised up to fulfill that hour. Glory to God. It was the expression of one who was convinced. Amen. What a time. What a time she had come to. She had to die. But when she began to die, die to herself, looked like she was getting weaker. When she was in sackcloth, when her face was on the floor, when she was putting away her fears, all self, it looked weak. She looked like she was dying. But what happened? From chapter 5, right on, she began to explode in power, in brightness, in glory. Hallelujah! That is what they call a supernova, a dying star, but as it's dying, getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Glory be to God! Amen! Hallelujah! Dying yourself, but exploding and becoming brighter. Oh, Queen Esther, your light is becoming brighter. Oh, what a supernova in this hour! For such a time, for such a season, shining from the light in this hour. Oh, man, what it is! This is the hour. He will display power amongst us. But it's the hour of divine consecration. Amen. How many want the consecration? Let bow our heads and close our eyes. Amen. It's consecration time. Oh God, we stand in your presence today, Father, realizing how insufficient we are. But oh God, we stand in the face of your word and your Holy Spirit moving here among your people. I pray that the Spirit of God, Lord, will shake us to a real consecration. You made us fail more and more. Your great revealed will
God. We cut federal land for you. For service. Hallelujah.
supernova. A shining star in this hour. Reflecting God's light.